Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Sakina Speaks. My name is Sakina Ishabani and I am your host, wishing you all the good tidings and all the goodness, freshness, the greatness that comes with the new dawn. That is the reason why I said good morning, if you are asking yourself why. Because I know you may not be listening to this in the morning, but I still want you to experience all of that loveliness that comes with the rising sun. So yes, I am very sorry that the second episode is only coming out now. I have been receiving messages, people telling me, post another episode. I have to be consistent, all that I had to take a hiatus, not a break because I was trying to chill or I was tired, no, but because I had to refocus. I had to ask God if this is really what He wants me to do, because this is not easy. It is not easy, but it is extremely enjoyable and I am loving it. I'm really loving it, and I'm loving the fact that I am able to give back to my community by raising awareness for a lot of issues that people do not know about, but a lot of people are suffering from. But I am back, and Sakina Speaks is here to stay, bringing you one episode every week. I will try as much as possible to keep the day consistent in the week, but please bear with me. I am trying and I will do this as best as I possibly can. That is the reason why I had to take that time off, to really just focus my energy into doing this as best as I possibly can, because greatness is all that I want to bring to you. I'm not perfect, but I do try my best. Now, I hope you have forgiven me after all the apologies. I would just like to say thank you so much, so very much, for all your support, your love, your encouragement, and for constantly pinching me to post another episode. I'm not doing you a favor. You are doing me the favor by giving me this opportunity, listening to me, and really just helping me by participating on this platform and listening to my voice. This is really, really a grace. I cannot thank you enough, and I'm mincing my words right now despite the vocabulary that God has blessed me with, but thank you, and this is how you make me feel. Now, before I get carried away, let us just recap on the last episode that we had. That was hashtag Was Slavery a Choice? And you know, it's very embarrassing that I'm only posting the second episode now, but I am here. Let us focus on the positive things, okay? So that was hashtag Was Slavery a Choice, and it featured the controversial comment made by Kanye West in his TMZ interview, and that was that since slavery had gone on for 400 years with all of those people, then at some point slavery was a choice. Now, we cleared that up, and slavery was not a choice and it never will be, okay? No one wants to be subjected to such harsh and brutal, oh my goodness, I don't even have the words for it, you know, that's just how despicable it is. So basically, yes, we cleared that up, it was not a choice. I just want to say that I do apologize if the episode came across like it was slandering anyone, especially white people. I do really, really sincerely apologize if it came across that way. That was not my intention. The point was to educate us all races inclusive, on why exactly the African race has been holding onto the pain of the past, even and especially after so long, even with the perpetrators being dead, and in fact, the victims being dead. And the simple reason for that is that the effects are still rife and ever so fresh on today's society. So I do apologize again. I love all people. It doesn't matter what race, what culture you are from. I am really a lover of all people. And that's why I really make an effort to learn all languages, as many as I possibly can, just to make people comfortable. I'm just that person. So if you still want to keep the conversation going, which I do really encourage you to do, it is hashtag Sakina Speaks on all platforms. On Twitter, it is at Sakina Speaks, so please do follow that account, or at Kina_Magic, that is my personal Twitter account. On Facebook, it is at Sakina Speak, and if you want to hit me up on my email address, it is sakinaspeaks@gmail.com. So once again, if you want to check me out on Instagram, I'd really appreciate that as well, _sakina_es_. So also, if you'd like to be featured on the recap segment of the show, then hit me up on social media or via my email address and let's talk. So for today's feature, I have a friend of mine called Mandla, and he just sent me his comment, and that's what I'm going to be reading out right now, because he did not make a recording of it. And let's hear what he had to say, how he felt and how he learned from the last episode. So today I was going through Twitter, hashtag TUT shooting. I'm sure you heard something about a student who was shot at Soshanguve campus. So as I was going through that, I came across this post by some chick. She wrote something like, if it was a white kid or someone at Wits shot, it would have been the biggest news in the country. So I thought, no, she's just dramatic. Like, it's not necessary to bring the race issue. So I went through the comments. Yo, let's just say I realized that racism will remain a big issue. Many white people were commenting there, saying things like blacks are worse than animals, others using the K word. Then I came across the Adam you were talking about on the episode, and I saw this guy by the name of Nigel Brakpan, who was replying to Donald Trump's tweet about land what. Yo, I realized that racism will remain a big issue in our country. Then I listened to your podcast episode, or to your episode, sorry. I must say you're doing a good job, but Joe, the race issue is a very sensitive one, and I like how you handled it. Based on what I saw today, racism / slavery will never end. Those people hate us with passion, and for the white, I don't know. I mean, it would be nice if someone's color, skin color, didn't influence how people take you, but I don't know what must be done to end it. That episode was fire. Looking forward to the next one. Thank you so much, Mandla, for giving me your feedback and for giving us your feedback, because now we can actually hear how that episode impacted someone, and you can hear that it was pretty relevant, especially in the time that he was going through in his life, being exposed to all that TUT shooting and the comments that were coming through based on that. Yeah, guys, you can see that this is actually something that is serious. It's actually something that's happening till this day in society, and I would really appreciate it if you do give me feedback on this episode as well, so that I can feature it on the next episode. Again, hit me up on my email address on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and I will get back to you. So I would just like to disclaim, it's not an all-round opinion. Not all of us feel like white people hate us or things like that. That is the image, that is the message that is being propagated throughout society. But I still believe that there are people out there that do love regardless of race. Just like he said, it would be nice if someone's skin color didn't influence how people take you. That is really the society that we're all aspiring to live in. And how can it change? How will it be a better place if not us taking the initiative to make it a better place? So again, love God, love yourself, and love all people. Now, just a side note, something I'd like to bring to your attention that I was brought to attention, well, that was brought to my attention, sorry, when I was walking the Twitter streets during my hiatus. Now, it's this whole issue about Africanacity. Now, I say issue because it was brought to my attention by Sophie Ganza. Now, Sophie Ganza is actually an activist, a human rights activist, as well as the founder of the Sophie A. Ganza Foundation, which is a charity organization, in collaboration with Louise Ganza, which is her sister. They just do amazing things, especially when it comes to the advocacy of the rights of asylum seekers and refugees. They're really, really a duo to look out for, because I believe that they're making waves, and we need to make people more aware of what they're doing so that they can have more support and just more encouragement, more motivation, but not just through word of mouth or things like that, but actually support, physical, monetary support, things like that, material support, time, energy, effort going towards the causes that they fight for. I definitely want to be part of one of their next initiatives, really just to support and to show my love for what they're doing, and of course to give back to my community, to society, right? What are we here for if not to help our fellow brothers and sisters? I say that you must live your life in such a way that makes someone else's life easier to live. Prophet TB Joshua says that happiness is not really about how happy you are, but how happy someone else can be because of you. Keep that in mind and let that be your motto for life, what you live by. So the reason why I'm speaking about Sophie particularly in this case is because she unraveled something to us on Twitter that we were not all aware of, and that is that an asylum seeker and a refugee can actually not open an APSA account. Now, that was very interesting to find out, because we were just all focused on the fact that APSA has relaunched themselves, this whole Africanacity, this beautiful idea of this whole United Africa, and the fact that all Africans are able to access APSA, the facilities, the services, etc., and be part of that. But that is actually not the case. And how she made us discover that, or made that discovery, is that she called different branches of APSA, and crazy research, but she called different branches of APSA, and I think she posed as a refugee or an asylum seeker, or just asked in regards to that, can I open an account? things like that. And what's bad was that they did not even know the difference between a refugee and an asylum seeker. And of course, all the efforts proved futile because you cannot actually open an account as a refugee or as an asylum seeker. Now, for all of you, including myself, who was clueless when it came to whether there's a difference between a refugee and an asylum seeker, there actually is. Now, the difference is that an asylum seeker is basically someone who's seeking refuge in another country, but their refugee status has not been confirmed by that country. And of course, a refugee is one whose refugee status has been confirmed in that country in which they are seeking refuge. Okay, now that that's cleared up, why is this so important? Why is this such a big thing? Why is this such an issue? If you are priding yourself as a company, as a brand, on being fully African, African empowered, African inspired, African inspiring, things like that, then you cannot just allow one country to be able to access your facilities and your services. Okay, that's clear, simple English. So what APSA is doing, you know, it seems just like a publicity stunt or a marketing idea, because they are saying that they're all African and African oriented and everything, but they are not allowing all Africans to access their or be able to use their services and facilities. So this is really just to bring to our attention that the things that we are focusing on, guys, like, for example, when I did a little bit of research on the whole relaunch of APSA, it's a whole relaunch because they are now not affiliated to their Australian partners anymore, so they are free from them. And that's why they relaunched this, to say that it's a whole African thing now. But for you guys to be saying that you're all African and everything, I'm not slandering, I'm just bringing everyone's attention to what I saw on Twitter. No offense to APSA or anything like that, but this is just something that we all have to know, because it's important, because I, for one, being a Congolese / South African, I have brothers and sisters who are coming from my country who want to be able to open accounts, you know, be able to live normal lives despite their refugee status, but they can't. And the only bank who's actually able to do that, or actually able to allow you to do that, pardon, is FNB. So really, when they say, how can we help you, they are not lying, you know? The bottom line of this whole point was to say that we are focusing on the wrong things. People were focusing on the fact that now there's like different shades of red, or is this logo incomplete, or it looks like the South African Breweries logo, something like that. You know, trivial things, like useless things, things that are not important, but here are the real matters. And no one really cares about them, you know. But we have people who are rising up, who are standing up, and who are really getting to the bottom of stuff, who are not being fooled by the outside appearance. And big ups to you, Sophie and Liz. I am really, really looking forward to meeting you in the future. I am looking forward to having you on the podcast to interview and just to get people to know more about you and more about what you are doing for the world and what you're doing for your fellow brothers and sisters. Yes, this is me extending an invitation informally, but yes, of course, we will speak about that later. I'd really, really love to have both of them, and I really hope that they do listen to this when they do get time. After all, it is Shoot Your Shot 2018, right? Focus on the important things in life. This is the reason why Sakina is speaking. Sakina Sukun, peace. I'm just basically giving you the meanings of my name. Peace and tranquility. That is what we want to speak. My name is actually in the Quran as well. It's basically the Holy Spirit, you know, the presence of God in the world, which is actually Shekinah, if you did not know. But that is where my name comes from. My name is not Shekinah, which is always a misconception that people have whenever I tell them my name. But yes, that is why I am speaking, because I want peace to speak. Let peace speak. Let God speak in the world, and let there be peace. All right. Now, I don't know about you, but I have worked up an appetite more than anything. Okay. But that is just me and food. Food is bae. Food is life. Food won't call you fat. Food won't tell you you're ugly. Food won't judge you. But that, you know, I'm just saying. Right now, I would want to just play this really, really hot track for you. This hot track for you to cool down. It is called Let Me, and it is a banger. It is a smash hit by Severe Smash. See what I just did there? And if you want to check him out on social media, because I definitely do know that you will want to listen to more of his banging hits after you hear this one, it is Severe Smash on all social media. But before I take up any more of your time, go and cool down with this. It is Let Me. Thank you.
Let me get, love you long, love you numb. If you say, make I come, I go run. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Love me good, love you long, love you numb. If you say, make I come, I go run. Let me love, let me love, let me love you, girl. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Love me good, love you long, love you long. If you say, make I come, I go run. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Yeah. Yeah, for the night, babe. Love me good, love me long, love me light, babe. No, ain't a diamond shining brighter than your eyes. I see my future with a blessing in disguise. Got me looking so clean. Where we met, pin me. Your address. Yeah. You said you're coming, I just hope you come correct. Yeah. She take it off, just hope that we don't make a mess, baby. Yeah. Crazy, how you try me lately? Yeah. I know if you touch, but if you let me, I could taste. Yeah. Ain't tryna rush before this loving I could raise. Yeah. Say mercy me, sailor on, say la vie. Yeah. Say mercy me, got me swept on my feet. And yeah, won't you let me be the only one you need? Yeah. Sit by the moon, by the stars, by the sea. Yeah, won't you let me love, let me love, let me love. Love me good, love you long, love me numb. If you say, make I come, I go run. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Yeah. Love me good, love you long, love me numb. If you say, make I come, I go run. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Yeah. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Love me good, love you long, love me numb. If you say, make I come, I go run. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Yeah. Let me love, let me love, let me love. Love me good, love you long, love me numb. If you say, make I come, I go run. Let me love, let me love, let me love you, babe.
Talk about a smash and grab. He just stole the show and completely tore the house down. The beautiful Afropop beat. I'm a sucker for Afropop. I'm a sucker for Nigerian music. And the fact that he was a costa who was able to pull that and do the things with that beat, I am very proud. I am very proud of you, friend. And I do encourage that you take out that Afropop EP. I will be there hot on your tracks waiting for those jams. But yes, guys, and once again, it is at Saviva Smash on all social media. If you really want to listen to more of these, SoundCloud, all of that. He's not your typical SoundCloud rapper, by the way. So yes, he also produces his own beats. So if you would want to also have another smash hit, hit him up on social media at Saviva Smash. Now we are back and it is time for the deep stuff of the day. And that is our topic of the day. And that is... I don't think that is a good enough drum roll, but we here now. It is the sin of being woman. A couple of you may already know this because I did publish an article, an introductory article to the series on my blog, www.sakinaes.wordpress.com. Do check that out as well. It is very interesting. It's a poetry blog and it's called Sakina Speaks Poetry. I just always have to speak like that when I'm saying my titles and my names. It's just so... I don't know, but it has that ring to it. So, Sakina Speaks Poetry is the name of the blog, and I do feature a lot of my poems on there. A lot more to be posted. I am posting a lot more, and I do hope that you enjoy it. Maybe you won't enjoy one poem, but you will enjoy the other. It features a lot of different topics across the board, things from death to love and infatuation. So you will be pretty intrigued. Do go on the even sugar daddies. Like, you... I bet I just tickled your ears right now, they're standing on end, you want to go and read that. Go read that. I am really looking at making audios for each and every single article as well, each and every single piece. For those of you who prefer to listen to your content instead of reading it, it's not an issue. I'm gonna make a plan for you. But for now, go on the www.sakinaes.wordpress.com. Sakina Speaks Poetry is where it's at. Okay, The Sin of Being Woman, it's a series, and it will basically comprise of a couple of topics which are plagues to women simply because they're women. So the meaning of The Sin of Being Woman is the things that women have to go through, the injustices, the malpractices, the pains that they have to endure because they are women. So it's because they were born with female genitalia. It's as simple as that. All right, so for today, the first topic that we will be talking about is FGM. And for those of you who do not know, which is the whole point and purpose of making this a topic on this episode, FGM stands for female genital mutilation, also known as female circumcision, female genital cutting. It is a very deep topic. It can get you pretty emotional when you know about the prevalence or how many women have already undergone this. There are countries in the world, to name a few, Djibouti, where about 93 to 96 to 98% of the country, of the female population of the country, have undergone female genital mutilation. Now, you probably do not have a very clear idea of this. It's still a bit foreign to you. That's why I will be going a little bit deep into it. It is a deep topic, no pun intended, and giving you things like the types of FGM that there are, prevalence, how many people in the world have actually undergone this, how many people are at risk of undergoing this, the reasons why people go through this or are forced to go through this, force others to go through this, the perpetrators of this and the victims, and of course the consequences behind this. So you really want to pay attention to this episode. Stay tuned. I always want to say keep your eyes peeled, but I keep forgetting that this is online radio, fam. They can't see you. They can't see this. So listen up, just pay attention. That's why I had to get you in the mood first, so that you can really just give me all your attention. And I've learned this from church. So when people are happy and they're in the mood, they are willing to listen to you, and whatever that you feed them with, they will understand. So this is something. This is a tip for you. Next time you want people to listen to you, have you not seen in movies or especially Nigerian movies when the wife is trying to ask someone? Well, this is across the board really. When the wife is trying to get something from the husband, she will cook a delicious meal, she will get him happy and all of that, and then she will ask. So then there's like little or no chance that he will say no. So this is another tip, and that is what I was trying to do by playing you Let Me. Many more tracks of CVS that we will be playing on the show, but I hope you enjoyed that one. First of all the information that I'll be relaying today has been gotten from research from the World Health Organization. So it's an article basically on FGM, and that is where I am getting all of my information, or that is where I got all the information that I will be giving to you today. Female genital mutilation is internationally recognized as a violation of the human rights of girls and women, reflecting deep-rooted inequality between the sexes. Since FGM is almost always carried out on minors, it is also a violation of the rights of children. There are four types of FGM, and the first type is clitoridectomy, partial or total removal of the clitoris. Type 2, excision, partial or total removal of the clitoris and the labia minora, with or without excision of the labia majora. Type 3, infibulation, narrowing of the vaginal opening through the creation of a covering seal. The seal is formed by cutting and repositioning the inner or outer labia with or without removal of the clitoris. Type 4, other. So all other harmful procedures to the female genitalia for non-medical purposes. For example, pricking, piercing, incising, scraping, and cauterizing the genital area. So for those of you who have sensitive hearing in that regard, I am really, really sorry, but I do not want to go too deep into this because it's a very sensitive issue, but I had to get that out there because this is exactly what it is. And if you want to know exactly what those terms are that I use, those medical terms, please go and Google it. I will not further elaborate on that, but that is what FGM is. So it basically comprises of all procedures that involve partial or total removal of the external female genitalia or other injury to the female genital organs for non-medical reasons. The thing about FGM is that it differs from most forms of violence against girls and women in that women are not only the victims, but also involved in the perpetration. A girl's female relatives are normally responsible for arranging FGM, which in turn is usually performed by traditional female excisers. So FGM is also increasingly being done by male and female healthcare providers. This feature of FGM illustrates how both women and men can be complicit in reinforcing gender norms and practices that support violence against women. Now, this is all, again, according to the World Health Organization research done and published in 2012. So this is really crazy. And of course, the statistics have gone up. For example, there are 200 million women and girls in the world, in the whole population of the world, who have undergone FGM. There are 3 million girls who are at risk of undergoing FGM, and all of these women are from 30 countries. Another thing about FGM is that it differs from most other forms of violence against women in that in practicing communities, it is done routinely on almost all girls, and they're usually minors, and is promoted as a highly valued cultural practice and social norm. And this makes it very difficult, closed quote, sorry, it makes it very difficult for people to be able to educate these communities, especially because they're rural communities, on why FGM is such an issue. Because it's not just a violent act, it's not done with the intention of hurting the person, but it's a social norm and cultural practice. So that's how it makes it more difficult to be able to go to a community and try and educate these people on why they should stop doing it. But with this, they take it more of something of a religious thing, and it's done on all girls. So that's why it makes it a lot more difficult to put an end to it, because when you do, it is mostly seen as an attack on the culture, as an attack on the social norms of that community, village, or place. And so they close up and you cannot access them anymore, and you are not able to get through to them, and therefore you have been failed in your attempt. Once again, just like I said, that this article was published in 2012 and statistics have increased, during that time. It was 100 to 140 million girls and women worldwide who are living with the consequences. Right now, it's 200 million. I mean, they have been significant decreases, because at least now it's done in a more healthy way. The problem is FGM is not done with anesthesia in the most raw form of its perpetration. They do not do the female genital cutting with anesthetics, so you feel each and every single inch of that pain as it is happening to you. But at least now it is being done by health professionals with an anesthetic, so at least you won't feel as much pain. So here are some of the motivations or the reasons why people undergo FGM. So social pressure to conform with peers, the perception of FGM as a necessary act to raise a girl child properly and prepare her for adulthood and marriage, the assumption that FGM reduces women's sexual desire and thereby preserves premarital virginity and prevents promiscuity. Now, that is the most twisted one, and actually the most, I think, supported one. The one that really is the biggest reason why parents and girls undergo FGM, or parents make their girls undergo FGM, besides the social pressure to conform with peers, because it is done to all girls of a specific age in those communities. And it's absurd. It's crazy. I mean, really, to think that doing this to the girl is going to reduce the woman's sexual desire and thereby preserving her premarital virginity and preventing promiscuity. Wow. This is why it's done in rural places. It's to tell you that there's really a lot of education that is lacking in those places, a lot of misinformation. Also, to add to that, there's the belief that FGM is supported or mandated by religion, or that it facilitates living up to religious expectations of sexual constraint. Now, taking into consideration the impact or the value that religion has in many people's lives, you can understand why it's so difficult for people to actually speak to others about FGM and to stop them from doing it. Because if you think it's a religious right, you know, it gets pretty tough. So FGM is actually one of those that it's hard to tackle, and that's why maybe it needs that much more awareness, so that we can actually get these big organizations to help do something about it, because we need that much help. That's how much work that needs to go into really educating these people about the risks. And that brings us to the consequences of FGM. Now, the health consequences are severe pain, shock, hemorrhage, sepsis, difficulty in passing urine, infections, death, psychological consequences, and unintended labia fusion. The long-term health risks: urinary and menstrual problems, painful sexual intercourse, and poor quality of sexual life, infertility, chronic pain, infections, pelvic infections, genital ulcers. This is just not a good thing. It has no benefits whatsoever. It's just a psychological thing, because in being genitally mutilated, you are actually not just putting yourself at risk, but your children at risk too, because they have actually picked up through research that it puts the offspring's life at risk. There's a lot more neonatal death for the children of those that have undergone FGM, a lot of complications during childbirth, etc. So it has no benefits whatsoever. And this is important that even the men know this, so that you do not force your child to one day go through this, not force your wife to one day go through this, and yeah, that you actually understand the pain that women go through. This is the whole point. It's the sin of being woman. You are just the woman, and this is why you have to go through these things. Imagine being a 4 or 5 year old and you have to be cut like this and go through such pain. I mean, you haven't even hit puberty yet. Like, people thought puberty was bad, and here you are going through such pain. I actually forgot to mention one of the most twisted of all the motivations for this, and that is, even though it's a rare belief, if you're able to take the pain of FGM, you will be able to bear the pain of childbirth. I mean, who came up with that? There's so much ignorance in the world, and this is why we need to be at the forefront and really take initiative and help each other, help one another, make this world a better place for our children. So this has been a very tough cookie, hard pill to swallow. It has left you thinking hard and long. And it has probably touched your heart a lot, because you are probably imagining what these girls, these women are going through, what they have to live with because of decisions that were not even taken by themselves, that they were just forced to be victims of because they are women, because they are girls and all of that. I really would be pleased if that is the reaction that you have, if this really moves you, if you tell a friend, tell a family member that, hey, this is what's going on. Living in the southern part of Africa, more especially, we don't have FGM as much as the north, the eastern, and the western parts of Africa, if we even do have any cases of FGM. So this is something that you should be spreading to other people, telling people about, because you have heard the prevalence, and to think that 3 million girls are at risk of this again is also an issue. So this is a time for you to think, what am I doing about this? What are you doing to help your fellow sister? It doesn't have to be someone that you related to. I'm not related to any one of these, but I found out after I was speaking to a friend about this, and I was actually happy that she mentioned as well that they had just written an exam about it, and she was probably the only one. She wasn't even probably, she was the only one in her class that knew or had an idea about this, because her mother had gone through it. It's just crazy. It's really something we need to know about. It's painful. It's a dreadful thought, even. Like, for a very long time after learning about FGM, I couldn't, like, I had to keep my legs closed very tight together, because I just felt the pain too much. And I really hope this touches your heart and you understand what people are going through, and you realize that, hey, maybe your situation is not as bad as the next person. Someone else could be ready and willing to jump into your shoes as quickly as you can say that you don't want to be in your shoes anymore. Think about it. Think about the fact that there are people out there that are going through serious things, and what is your contribution to their lives? How are you working to make someone else's life better? You don't have to travel the world. You don't have to go all the way to Djibouti, for example. You can do something for someone around you. I didn't know that there are actually people just like around the corner who are going through such things, who have gone through such things, but I figured that out by talking about it. I discovered that part, and by talking about it and by being more knowledgeable about it. Ignorance really does make people perish, guys. Help a friend, help a family member, and let's spread the word. Now, to end off this beautiful episode, I will be playing a poem that I asked a friend of mine to write, a very good poet of mine, very good poet friend of mine, and her name is Liz, and she's just going to be telling you just a little bit about it, and of course, the poem itself and the process that led up to writing that poem. And the poem is called Dear Queen. Please do enjoy.
Hello, hey.
My name is Lizette, and I'm a friend of Sakina's. Well, she asked me to write a poem on women's struggles. And since we are a complex creation, it was quite difficult to, pinpoint on a specific topic. But by God's grace, I managed, because I then realized that we as women struggle a lot with beauty. And this then inspired me to write my following piece, which I then titled, Dear Queen. Dear Queen, hair as dark as the night sky, beauty so flawless, lips as red as roses, girl, you are phenomenal. I write this letter to you to remind you of how precious and appreciated you are. God makes no mistakes. Created in his image, did you not know that your father is the Most High King? Darling princess, your beauty is yours to own. No amount of makeup can hide the inward beauty you so deeply possess. Pure and as white as snow, you reflect all creation's glow. No amount of makeup can hide the inward beauty you so deeply possess. Now, a queen, seated at your throne. Own your throne. Own your beauty. Reflect what's yours. Reflect all creation's glow. Not all that glitters is gold. It's your inner beauty that will reflect all creation's glow.
Such an inspirational poem, such a beautiful message to all my lady friends out there. It's really for you to pick yourself up, dust yourself off. What I have told my sister, one of my older sisters, because in our culture we have no cousins. Like, your parents will scold you if you dare call your family members your cousins. So one of my older sisters, and I told her that, you know, when you always lowering yourself because of petty things, you forget that you have your crown in your head and your crown tends to fall. So don't let your crown fall because of little things that annoy you, that irk you. Remember that you are a queen, you know, and keep your head high. So don't be disturbed by little things, because they can cause your crown to fall. That was a deep thing that I actually said to her the other day. And I'm saying this to all of you queens, even you kings, you know, you are not excluded in this episode. This is more for you than it is for the lady. I'm kidding. This is to educate us all, okay? But that is the message, and I hope that it came out loud and clear. And thank you again to Liz. Thank you to Mandla. I'm looking forward to the next of you. Thank you to Smash, actually, for that song as well. And thank you for all of you for listening. It has been an amazing episode. And I did not forget the most important part of the episode, which is the word of the day. It's just I decided to switch things up because I thought that it really was the perfect place to put this word at the end of the episode. And today's word of the day is Psalms 46 verse 5, and it says, "The Lord is within her, she will not fail." So another beautiful word of encouragement for a young lady who is just has given up on life, has given up on her beauty, has given up on the creation that God made her to be, the amazing creature that she is. God is within you and you will not fail. It does not matter what you are going through, who you are, what pain you have experienced, what pain you will even experience in the future. God is with you and he loves you. So on that note, I would love to say thank you so much for another great episode. It was lovely. It was enjoyable. I am chuffed. But I will see you next time. I will hear from you hopefully very soon. Keep it locked. This is Sakina Speaks on social media, again at Sakina Speaks on Twitter, at Kina underscore magic also on Twitter, that is my main account, Facebook at Sakina Speak, and my email address SakinaSpeaks@gmail.com. On Instagram it's _Sakina.es_. Keep it locked, keep it here. Tune in next time to another great and exciting episode. But for now, it is bye-bye, and Sakina has spoken.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.